The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, the wisdom of not sharing. How does that work out? Also, the Lord speaks, but how does he speak? And finally, God has a better Timex watch.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanity is in oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you. No, you. We're asking you. What do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. I mean, it's just not. Okay? It's more than a string and two cans. But it's not professional radio, okay? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge Johnny Hill in the house. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, brother?
Happy New Year.
Likewise, man. Happy New Year.
I also want to acknowledge the return of Wonder Julie, who has been gone since...
That's your own sound effect. That's pretty good.
Since Christmas and New Year's, welcome back, Wonder Julie. Great to have you.
It's good to be back.
All right. We want to do a couple of different things that we want people to know of before we go anywhere else in this whole process. I do want to say that I hope everybody has a fantastic New Year. I'll keep it very simple because... Tomorrow I'm doing expository teaching. On Monday I'm doing a message about looking towards the future. But just think of 2020 as vision and make sure that you see 2020 with God. That'll make your entire year better. Want to make it better? Just change the glasses you're wearing and make sure God is on them, not just readers for people like me, old people like me, not just sunglasses and stuff like that, but whatever glasses you're wearing, keep in mind, keeping it simple, keeping it easy, see 2020 with God. All right, let's give acknowledgement. Got a couple sponsors we want to talk about. We don't have a sound for our new one, but we'll talk about that in a second. First, let's talk about Clint and Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and smoke, damage, cleanup, all the kinds of wind and flood, water, fire, everything. I don't care if it's an asteroid from another planet. They do all kinds of restoration cleanup, sewage cleanup. If you got a problem and something happened to your house and there's water all over. If something happened and your house has quicksand all over, although that would be kind of weird. If something's going on and you're a realtor and your property is not right, you're a property manager and your property is not right, and you need help from somebody that knows how to do restoration services, Mr. Restore is the place you want to go. It's simple. They have free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies, and they're A-plus rated with the BBB and thousands of happy customers. Happy, happy customers. That's what they have. Keeping it real simple, you can get to Mr. Restore by going to MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. Also, you can reach them through our website, which now you're going to hear for the second time. And it's very simple, HeMustIncrease.org.
Ooh,
we got a HeMustIncrease.org, Dave. Sounds so fancy. Yeah. In fact, I just realized that Wonder Julie doesn't even know about that, huh? So it's email. So we take DavidSmoothMedia.com, which still works, and then we added HeMustIncrease.org because the ministry is He Must Increase Ministry, and we're transitioning from business to ministry. So I should probably let you know that, huh? Well, you know now. That's good, right? You want to know how long it took me to come up with that name? 3 weeks.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a scripture. But I mean, it's just He Must Increase. The whole thing is about having more of God.
Well,
that's,
good.
That's kind
it
of the mantra. Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Adaptive Training Foundation is also connected to Mr. Restore, and they help people with limbs, 1, 2, 3, and 4 limbs that have been cut off, severed, either through warfare, actual warfare, in some kind of way, shape, or form where they've had a tremendous loss. And the whole idea is to give these people vision, hope, and confidence that they can be more than society says. That's the Adaptive Training Foundation, which my wife and I support, and they are closely connected to Mr. Restore and to Clint, who were – I think he's out of town, but we're hoping to have him on 2 times throughout this month. Also, joining the fray, Stephanie and Marcos joining the fray. But let's just start off with Stephanie Vasquez. If I said that wrong, Stephanie, just text me. She is a New York Life Insurance Company agent. We are working on a commercial already. We've already had a first brief discussion about it. Not her and I, but me and Johnny. She is accessible, by the way, by cell phone. This is a direct line to her that you can reach to her and talk to her. If you have any insurance needs, you want to talk to Stephanie, 214-499-5378. That's 214-499-5378. We are going to have a link on our website. So you'll be able to do it that way. Relax. Everybody take a deep breath. But it's going to be Stephanie with New York Life. And you better get used to that because she's going to be on the show within the next week doing an interview. And we're getting all the additional information put together for her. So Stephanie from New York Life Insurance Company. I happen to like New York Life Insurance Company a lot because I worked for them 30-plus years ago. And when my dad passed away, that was the insurance company that handled everything. So I am very familiar with this company, exceedingly so. And she is working for a great company, and we are super excited to have her, her husband Marcos, and their family. We're excited for them. It's going to be great, going to go great, and lot to learn, lot to grow, and can't wait for you guys to get a chance to hear what's going on in their lives. You can always be praying for them, but if you have any insurance, anything, contact the show, reach her out. By her cell phone or contact the show, and we'll be glad to put you in touch with her. Okay? We don't have a sound for her yet, though. So we've got to have something like a help me, rescue me kind of thing. I don't know. I figure that out. Poor Wonder Julie. What am I doing on this show again? You got a whole year of this. You ready? You sure you're ready for this show?
Today I am.
All right. we'll see about tomorrow. All right, Johnny, here it is. Controversial DDD, controversial devotional diamond of the day, Revelation 10:3-4. I saw another angel coming down out of heaven clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had in his hand a little book which was opened, and placed his right foot on the sea and his left on the land. He cried out with a loud voice as when a lion roars. Nice little spoonerism there. And when he cried out, the 7 peals of thunder uttered their voices. When the 7 peals of thunder had spoken, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the 7 peals of thunder have spoken, and do not write them. Wow. Just stop there. Wait, what? John was having this massive experience in the Lord, this either a vision or, you know, literally seeing the events being placed into the events. And some question as to how that took place doesn't really matter, does it? He communicated Holy Writ, and what he had to say was these 7 peals came out and they had something to say. And then I was told, seal those things up and do not write them. Now, the question is, why is that in the book? Why put that in the book when we don't get to know what was written? But there's greater wisdom. What do you think? Isn't that just like a challenging, like, yeah, why is that in the book? Here, this is what we had to say. Don't write that. Like, what does that make you think?
Well, when you think about it, I never really put much thought to it. But now that you mention it, just as all other scripture is meant to give us a system by which we can live by, they're not all things need to be spoken that the Lord discussed with us. This is just an example of how he was given something that didn't need to be shared.
So that the point in that, which is really an excellent point, because if you go to the we've talked about this Proverbs earlier, Proverbs 29:11, a fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it until afterwards. If you understand it, there are some things that are to be shared and some things that are not to be shared. Hey, here's a practical application. Every single thing the Lord shows you at the moment does not need to be spit out at the moment. How's that? Amen. Is that a nice way to say that? In other words, the Lord can show people things and show you things, and you can work on them and be a part of it, but you don't have to say everything at all at once. And I think what's interesting about the seven peels, just in case the people don't know, and we're going to get some debate on this, which is fine. It does that. You know that doesn't bother me in the slightest. But the seven peels of thunder, it was David Koresh who said, well, I know what the seven peels of thunder are. No, he didn't. He didn't know, and the reason he didn't know is because God never told anybody what those were. He shut them up. And it's like there's certain parts of it where the secret things belongeth unto the Lord, but the things which are revealed are given for us to know him and to explore into his glory. Here's part of that process. There are secret things that God has. You know, God will show you many things, just not everything. And if he's shown you everything, then what did he show you about your life 1 hour from now? Oh, what, you don't have that? Oh, so well, I guess he didn't show everything.
The irony in that is when you ask me that question, God did that this morning, and you asked me how things were going at home, and there were some things that I wanted to share with you, but I didn't because we had other ears listening, and it wasn't meant for all the ears listening. This was a conversation that was just meant for you and I, so I didn't share it. I didn't think about it at the time, but perfect timing, perfect example.
All right, so timing matters, and sharing it matters, and wisdom on when to share it matters, and things revealed matter. And there are some times where the Lord doesn't want you saying anything, and there's other times where the Lord wants you sharing everything. But that becomes a matter of being close enough to the Lord to know when to open and when to close. Here's a fascinating thought. Two ears, one mouth. Maybe that's a testimony that we should listen twice as much as we talk. I don't know. Could be. It's a good one way or another. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you think, well, why would the Lord put something in there that's forthcoming, but we don't know what that is? Are you kidding? Have you looked at your life? How many times in your life is there stuff forthcoming, but you don't know what that is?
All
it's
day.
Like all the time. I think that's the big part of us trusting that God has our best interests in mind. I mean, everybody goes, oh, God loves me, but he doesn't like me. Okay, not only is that a dunderhead statement, and I ain't talking about the paper company from The Office, I'm talking about the reality that God's not going to spend eternity with people he doesn't like. It's just, okay, come on. I mean, it's time to step up a little. Here's the bottom line. You don't know everything, but you can trust that what God has and what he's revealed is enough for you to go forward and do the things you need to do. Isn't that a great thought? I think it is. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. And take a short break, then come back. Oh, we got a doozy coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
what is the David Spoon Experience?
that a joyful heart makes like medicine. If you got a better joke than these, you can call and tell me, but it's got to be a better joke. How do groups of angels greet each other? Ready for this one? Halo, halo, halo. Come on, like halo. Come on. You don't like that one? Oh, come on. Which servant of God was the most flagrant lawbreaker in the Bible? Moses. He broke all 10 commandments at once. See, because he threw down the tent. Where was Solomon's temple located? Do you know that one? On the side of his head. What? That's a legend. How does Moses make his coffee? He brews it. Okay. How do we know that there were automobiles in Jesus' time? Do you know this one? It's an old one. It's very simple. Because the Bible says that all the disciples went out and were in one accord. Did you hear about the dial-up prayer service they have for atheists now? Did you hear about that? You dial the number, it rings and rings and rings, and nobody answers.
Spoon!
Okay. Somebody's going to dislike this one, but this is silly, so just relax. Take a deep breath. Are you going to tell me life's so serious? I mean, are you not just sick of everything that's going around? Take a deep breath and think about this. Who are Gumby's favorite Bible characters? That's right. That's right. I said Gumby. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Abednego. Thank you very much. Who was the smartest man in the Bible? Smartest man in the Bible. Abraham, because he knew a lot. Come on. That's good. All right. Here, we'll get to the best ones, and then we'll quit. On the ark, Noah got milk from the cows. What did he get from the ducks? Quackers. All right, that's not that good. What animal could Noah not trust? You should know this. I've told you this before. What is it? What animal could Noah not trust?
A lion.
No, the cheetah. The cheetah. Which Bible character had no parents? Joshua, son of Nun. There you go. See, because it's N-U-N.
On Christ the solid rock, I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where we are pretty much we're losing our mind. But we've been doing that, by the way, for those that do not know. This technically is show number 200. So for all those people that didn't think we'd make it to 199, ha! Okay, well, there wasn't that many people, but the point is, people are like, this, you guys, it's, you're like a different place. You have no idea how true that is. But the goal here is to have more and more of the Lord in our lives. And I don't think anybody who's a genuine, Bible-believing, born-again Christian is going to argue about having more of God in their lives. And Moses, when he was pretty connected to the Lord, even said to the Lord, you know what? I need more. You got to show me your glory. I got to see more. I need to know you more. And God even told him, I can't show you everything.
You'll explode. Sorry, so you'll just boom, you know, like one of those Play-Doh. And so he's like, I'll let you see my backside. And so they put him in the on a mountain in the cleft of a rock area, and he saw his backside. See that passion to know more? That's what we want. But all year long, that's what you're going to hear. We want to know him more. We want him to increase in our lives, right? What's the answer? More of God. Okay, that's a good one. What's the area? Finances, more of God. Politics, more of God. Schooling, more of God. Relationship, more of God. Driving through traffic in Dallas during during heavy drive time. More of God. Nah, nobody can answer or acknowledge that. All right. Where are we at? Let's see. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Now, I'm sorry for the confusion as we work this out, but we have our website has been David Spoon Media, and it still is, but it is also hemustincrease.org. As we switch everything over to more of a ministry mindset. So you can go either direction. So if you're into the, I like that he must increase thing. That's cool. That sounds great. It's awesome. Hemustincrease.org or davidspoonmedia.com. Either way, you can get to the site. You can reach us by getting to the site. I apologize again for the confusion, but as we sort it out and kind of get things going, it takes a while for the state to send back the articles of incorporation, which takes a little while for the IRS to go, yes, we love you, you know, all that stuff. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever heard them say that. Hi, we're the IRS. We love you. I've heard them say, hi, we're the IRS. We love your bank account. I've never heard the other stuff. All right. Trivia question, and then we're going to talk about the Lord speaking. Here is the trivia question. Going to be a straightforward question, not really a historical question. I don't think it's a historical question, but I guess it is a historical question. Who was King David's father? What was his name? Who was King David's father? Very simple. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Who was King David's father? Okay? All right. That's the question that's on the table. In the meantime, we're going to talk about this, and this has to do with the Lord speaking. A passage in Joshua 4:15 says, "Now the Lord said to Joshua." Now, I don't know why I took that verse and went down the road with it, but it's one of those things. The Lord speaks to his kids. This idea that God doesn't speak is not only is it highly absurd, but as you know, Scripture is called the Word of God. Now, watch this. Words are forms of communication or speaking. So, yeah, we know that the Lord speaks. That's not what's a question. The question is, how does he speak? All right, that is what is in play. And so I want to talk about some of the different methods that the Lord speaks to us, of which we will establish first and foremost that we know that God speaks through his word. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 teaches, of course, that the word is alive, it's living. We know that the word of God speaks fresh to a generation, each generation, because it's living, and we know that his truth is the word. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. We know all Scripture is God-breathed, and that we know from 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed, and what do we know about the breath of God? Adam was created. He was dirt, and then God breathed into him. So the breath of God went into Adam. Adam became alive. That's the same breath that's in the book. God speaks through his word. The word is alive. It's powerful. It means a lot. The word is not God, but it contains the breath of God. All right? Jesus said very clearly in John 5, these scriptures point to me, yet you refuse to come to me to have eternal life. The scripture is the way that God speaks. And the number one way, it's the plumb line. It's the authority by which we get every other element that we can evaluate. That's number one. I got about eight things listed here. I want Johnny to give me a couple of things that come to his mind. What is one of the ways, outside of the word, that the Lord speaks to you?
Well, through his voice. It's funny you would ask that question, but this is sort of a subject that's dear to my heart because God has spoken to me in ways that, to me, almost seemed audible. I could literally hear his voice. And one of the questions that I get asked most frequently is, how does God speak, or how do I know I'm hearing God? But if the real question should be is, Lord, please remove the blinders from my eyes and move the blockage from my ears. He speaks. It's just a matter of whether or not you want to acknowledge it. But God can speak in an audible way. He can speak in a way that speaks to your conscience. That's not necessarily audible, but you can still hear it as clear as if you and I were sitting in the same room together. And for me, that's probably the most significant way that God speaks to me.
That happened to me 40 years ago when I was – people didn't get a chance to hear my testimony, which we did air on Christmas and on New Year's. When I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing, participating in recreational pharmaceuticals at a high level, and the Lord spoke to me and said, that's enough.
Mm.
And people think, well, how do you know it was the Lord? Well, 40 years later, still good to go.
Wow.
Because he spoke once,
wow,
and it changed my life. And I remember the whole process because I took all my stuff and, you know, I flushed my stash down the toilet and I broke my pipes and I got before the Lord. And on that one night, and I just said, you know, I don't dislike this, but apparently you don't like this. And I need your help. I can't do this without you. There's no way. I just can't do it. There's not a chance. So you're either going to set me free and I'm going to be free from it or not.
Amazing.
And that prayer was it. I woke up the next day. There wasn't bells. There wasn't whistles. There wasn't rainbows. There wasn't Skittles. It was just done. That was it. It was over. So that is a way that takes place. Now, I think the tension for people is sometimes they think it's the Lord when it's themselves and so on and so forth. A lot of that has to simply do with your relationship with the Lord. If you spend enough time in the Word of God, then God's never going to say anything to you personally that's not scriptural. It's not going to happen. But if you spend enough time in the Word, enough time in prayer, enough time in communion, you'll know what God sounds like. So when he speaks, you'll know.
Amen.
If it's him or not. There's other way. And then we would say that that's, by the way, God speaking through the Holy Spirit, which, of course, in Revelation, speaking to all seven churches, it says the Holy Spirit says, S-A-Y-S, not said, which is in the past, but says, which is the perfect present tense. But there's other ways that the Lord speaks. The Lord speaks to us through people.
All the time.
Right? Different people come in your life. They say something. You hear one line, one phrase, even one scripture, one application, one story, and you go, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm all over that. Right? Doesn't
Amen.
That happen a lot?
Amen. And not only that, he will confirm it. Oftentimes, he'll confirm it on the mouth of another witness.
Yeah, that's a great point. The mouth of two or three witnesses. An
Amen.
Excellent point. An excellent point there. Also, the Lord does speak to us, not always, but can speak to us through circumstance.
Absolutely.
I mean, an open door can be an invitation for you to preach. Paul mentioned the open door in 1 Corinthians 16, where he said it was a tremendous open door the Lord has given for me for ministry. It's like, hey, look, that's the situation that opened up. It's like the voice of the Lord speaking in there. Anything else that comes to mind? Anything else for you that for you personally?
Dreams and visions.
Well, that's another good one, dreams, because people are like, well, God doesn't speak in dreams. Oh, don't read the book of Job then. Throw that one out. And don't read the book of Joel. Throw that one out, okay, because that mentions dreams. And it's like, look it, of course the Lord speaks to people in dreams. The problem is it a dream from the Lord or is it a dream from Taco Bell? That's the question.
Interesting. Interesting. When it comes to dreams, what I do is I know sometimes I have dreams where I suspect that it's not from God. It's Satan tormenting me about maybe an issue that I'm debating. And I simply wake up the next morning and I rebuke the devil. I rebuke him and he flees from me. And I ask God, is this from you? So even if you have God or you think that it's God speaking to you, but you're not sure in a dream, simply ask and it shall be given unto
you. Well, that's the key then. If you're going to seek the right Lord, ask and it shall be given. That's a big part of that process. And that's, by the way, another reiteration of the Lord speaking to us. So if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men generously and without finding fault. Well, if you ask God, the answer doesn't always go by you doing a flippy through the Bible. Sometimes the Lord gives you wisdom.
Amen.
And that's him speaking to you. Also, I want to point out by creation and space itself, there's a scripture that talks about the witness of God in the heavenlies. And you can see by every sunset, which, by the way, leads people who are not saved to be guilty, that God has something to say.
Amen.
And people are, like, not listening. And that's a big point. And then the other thing, this is going to sound absolutely nuts, but the other thing is by observation. The Lord gave you a brain for a reason. Okay? And he gave you, you know, a mind to use, not to lose. And it's like if the Lord kind of brings something in and you have observation, you can go, oh, this is, I think the Lord's showing me this. He's teaching me this. And that happens a lot. And it's not that anything that we've mentioned has the validity that the Word of God has. Nothing has the validity that the Word of God has. But be careful when you say things that are limiting, because Abraham was a lot closer to God than you and I were, and he didn't have a Bible. So I'm just saying, let's not get weird on it. God obviously speaks to his creation. God actually spoke the universe into existence, or the multiverse. So we're talking about his word, other people, through the Holy Spirit, circumstance, dreams, creation, space, life observations, and directly. That's pretty cool. I think a lot of it is Johnny's right about one thing. We got to pray your ears get open so we can hear. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For the president of Focus on the Family, when you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Sometimes all
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. But the website, hemustincrease.org. You should all like that more than the David Spoon. HeMustIncrease.org. Plus, we have our Facebooky thing. Oh, somebody's answering. I was just going to repeat that question, so I guess I won't have to. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed, and I feel awesome.
Ah, that is good to know.
I take a little sun, though. I like the light. I don't like darkness. So, it's a good day.
Well, I am glad you are feeling better. I'm glad you're doing great. I'm looking forward to a great year for all of us. And 2020 being a year of more of Him is not a bad thing. So, that's a good thing for everybody who's a believer. I have a feeling you know the answer to this question, but I'm going to lay it out before you anyway, give you the chance to fire away on it. Give it to me. Who was the father of David?
David, the son of Jesse.
Okay. Now, who was the father? Who was David's father? His direct
Jesse.
Daddy. Not the thinking of David. So remember, he had other children. He was the son of, has the same thing as the guy that was in the Wild West with a James on it. So who was the famous Wild West slinger who was blank James? Do you remember that name?
Oh, son of Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Son of Jesse. Yeah.
Yes, sir. How'd you like that route that I took you through to get there, though?
Well, that was interesting. That was definitely interesting. I got my boots and hat on, so you took me through the right place.
That's great. That is awesome, though. This is a great thing that you called in. I'm just glad because I haven't heard from you. And I'm glad you keep me updated because I'm praying for you every day. And I just want to make sure you're doing good and things are going well for you. And you've been a blessing for us, and we appreciate it immensely.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, and I plan on blessing you another way, but I do appreciate your spirit is awesome. It's uplifting and never lets you down, you know, and it's like love. If you love somebody, you never let them down. So yeah. Appreciate that.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. I appreciate it.
God bless y'all.
All right. Bye. Take care. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, I do want to say, you know what I forgot to do? And I got to talk to Wonder Julie about this because I forgot this. She forgot this. I forgot this. We forgot this. And you know what it is? It's age. Okay? I forgot to do the holidays.
Oh.
And it's like you would think it's not a big deal, but there's a couple of really good holidays.
I thought maybe you were starting a new year.
Yeah, I'm doing that, but no, I'm not doing that. I got to tell you this one because there's a couple of really good ones. I mean, there's three that are just fantastic. Can I tell you what my faves are?
You sure can.
All right. Now, both you and Johnny in this might not see this for the greatness it is. So I'm going to say that. But today is Happy Mew Year for Cats Day.
Oh.
See, instead of Happy New Year, it's Happy Mew. See? Isn't that funny? Happy Mew Year. Like for cats. I thought that was funny. And then it's National Buffet Day alongside of National Cream Puff Day.
See, I think you would like those better.
I do. I do. It's true. It's also National Science Fiction Day, which I'm a big science fiction fan. I happen to enjoy it. I'm not one of those people that freaks out about it. I think, it's cool. That's it. That's all. And for those that don't know, just keeping everything pretty standard, today on this day in 1974, the maximum U.S. speed limit was reduced to 55 miles an hour in order to conserve gasoline. I think all those people are still regretting that. Right? You go 55 in a place, you're like going, what?
Yeah, and some of those folks are still in the fast lane.
That is a great statement. They're still in the fast lane. It says 65, not 1974. It didn't. Okay, yeah, time to move aside. Time to move aside. All right, last thing I will tell you is that on this day in 1870, the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge began. So for those that didn't know that, I don't know. We're just sharing that. All right, so we're going to go off the cuff, which means we're doing something different. Is that abnormal? Probably not that abnormal for us. Let's see if anybody knows this question, trivia question. Who was Eve's recorded third son? Who was the third son, recorded third son? Notice that I always said that because we don't exactly know for sure, absolutely, that there were no other children-y kind of thing. But who was the third? Although it wasn't like, Thurston Howell the third. It's just the third child that came. Just going to leave it there. Eve's third son. Phone number here. Pretty simple. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I can't wait for you guys to get a chance to meet Stephanie. We had a chance to meet with her and her husband today at Starbucks. Great. It's going to be a lot of fun working with them. Don't you think?
It definitely will, brother.
Okay.
Can't wait.
I do want to say a couple things. So we're going to skip that one teaching altogether. I just want to say, Johnny has been helping me out with the radio, and you might be thinking, well, gee, Dave, you have a lot of things to say. Why does Johnny help you out? There's three main reasons Johnny's helping me out. Number one, the Lord told me. Okay? See, not in the scriptures, how we're being led by the Lord. Number two, the Lord told me. And then number three is the Lord told me to. So these are all the three big reasons, and we have connected. I don't know. It's just kind of like one of those grace things that developed from nothing into something, right?
It's been amazing, brother. It's been absolutely amazing.
And it's just like you're on the radio. You're probably thinking like 6 months ago, yeah, I'm not seeing this in my future.
Well, in short, the Lord told me to go into the ministry full-time, and I had no idea how he was planning on doing that. And then a few days later, literally, we met you, and all the doors opened.
It's weird how the Lord does things. I mean, it's the ways of the Lord are mysterious. Well, it's not mysterious to God. It's pretty straightforward to the Lord. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Good point.
I just get the impression, though, from time to time when I talk to believers that because certain things in Christianity are not overly simple, that there is a drive or a desire to simplify it or thereby reduce God's movement in it, or to overly complicate it. And somehow that seems wrong on both sides. It seems wrong to walk to the left or the right. It seems wrong to go to the extreme one way or another. I don't think we should overly complicate the Christian walk, and I don't think we should overly simplify. There are things in your life that the Lord is doing you don't know. You don't understand. Guess what? There's a reason. And you're not entitled to know that reason until God tells you.
Amen.
I mean, that's just like, and I do think there's an entitlement mentality in Christianity. Well, I deserve to know because, okay, stop right there. You don't deserve to breathe, let alone know your future. So your breath is not even deserved, let alone the plan that involves your life.
Well, one of the reasons he does that is so that he can get the glory, so that we don't take the glory.
Yeah, exactly.
For that very reason.
Excellent point. Oh, telephone. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, you're talking to Mary Lou, and I haven't got to hear you for several days.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you? How are you?
Well, I've just come from physical therapy, and I'm healed.
Okay.
So I'm going to do what I'm supposed to.
There you go.
And the answer you want is Seth.
That is correct, ma'am. You are right. That is fantastic. So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say you knew that answer right away.
Yes.
Good job on that. Good job. That was some people get caught up as they think, wait, Cain, Abel, and it's like, yeah, okay, there was one more. No. There's one more that took place there, and if not, more on top of that. But excellent answer. So did you have a nice holiday? Did you have a nice Christmas? Did you have a nice New Year's?
Yes, I did. Well, both were quiet. Both were either at home or with family, and God has blessed me.
That is awesome. Yeah. I must confess, I had a very quiet Christmas, and I liked it. So, a little bit of feedback, sir. You might want to turn your radio down. All right, so that was a great answer, and you did a great job, and that's a great way to kick off the year. And I want you to be with us all year long as 2020. We're going to see with the Lord. We're going to use that 2020 play and see with God in the picture more than we have.
Yes. I'm in agreement.
All right. I love it.
And when one of my devotionals was John 6, verse 66, and then I'm coming into town today and I hear Adrian Rogers. No, was it? Anyway, one of the ministers on KAAM preaching on the same thing. And I said, Lord, you got something in this for me for a message. I think I better pay attention because I sure don't want to turn away.
Amen.
That's the right attitude, the right spirit. I love it. And I'm so glad you called in. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
God bless you.
Well, God bless.
All right. You take care.
All righty.
Okay. Blessing. Bye-bye. Yeah. Are they great? We got just great people. Right? I mean, that's just how it is. Don't overcomplicate. Your Christianity, don't undercomplicate. You know what? It's a fantastic adventure, quest, journey, walk with God. Here's a great idea. Ready? Enjoy it because he's going to be enjoying you for eternity. You should be enjoying him for eternity starting now, not later. Start now. You're eternal now, not later, right? Yeah, you're his kid, right? There you go. Hey, by the way, your dad, he's the king of the universe. That gives you some pull. That's a good name to drop. Right?
Hallelujah.
Drop
brother.
That name. That's a good name. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We're coming back with a powerful teaching. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more.
They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
What, I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High, seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Angel and Noah, kids of Johnny Hill, are hanging out here in the studio, doing an excellent job of behaving. I don't think they should keep building the fire in that studio, though, but we'll talk about that later. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And now the website is changing, so you got to change with me a little bit here. HeMustIncrease.org. Comes out of John chapter 3, verse 30, where John the Baptist is like going, more of him, more of him, more of him. Like, yes, let's do that. That's why we're going in that direction. Should be lots of fun. I don't know what day you're going to be here. I don't know what day you're coming next week. So tomorrow we're doing expository. Monday I got that one sermon-y thing. And then so you got it to like Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday or something. So
I'm on it, brother.
All right, let me know.
Hey, we forgot something.
What do we forget?
Men of God Moving.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're supposed to promo yourself.
For all your moving needs.
There you go. So do your promo. Go. Well, so this is your shot.
Folks, listening audience, if you need to move, call Men of God Moving. You can reach us at 817-707-7672. That's 817-707-7672. You can also reach us on Facebook at Men of God Moving, or you can simply go to menofgodmoving.com.
I think we have a link. We have a link on our site to you, don't
we? Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, yes,
make
you
sure
do.
We do. All right. You have
thank
to,
you.
You have to do that, by the way. I can't remember.
You know what? I'll figure that out.
I'm just old enough, just at that point where it's like, no, you got to remember that. I can't remember that. So, in fact, I will say this, that yesterday we got together for a wonderful family gathering. And it was my daughter-in-law's family, and so, you know, it was a bunch of people got together. And only for the second or third time in my life, but this one was really more noticeable, I was the oldest person. So you know how they'll do games, like when you get together for family, and then sometimes they do it by age? Well, I am not great at going last. But apparently, that is the call, at least for the foreseeable future that around here. All right. So don't forget, Men of God Moving. Also, Men of God Moving on Facebook. You can just type in Men of God Moving and your Facebook page comes
That's up, it,
right?
Brother.
Okay. Okay, here it is. This is going to be one of the more unique little teachings. I only got a little bit of time, but listen to this. This matters. This is coming first out of Revelation chapter 9, verse 15. Most people teach Revelation from an eschatological point of view, of which I do not disagree with that at all. Most people teach it either from amillennial, premillennial, or postmillennial point of view. Don't have a problem with that. But there are scriptures that when they speak to you, they speak such great depth. And this is one of them, Revelation 9:15. And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, the day, the month, and the year were released so that they could kill a third of mankind. And you're thinking, whoa, what a cheery scripture, Dave. Yeah, no, that's not what I want to point out. What I want to point out, I'm not talking about your eschaton, I'm talking about this, is that they were prepared the year, the month, the day, and the hour were prepared. Now watch. Let me explain this to you. The plan of God in your life is down to the smallest minute detail, including how many hairs are on your head? Do you know how many hairs are on your head? I don't know one person, okay, except for me, which is zero. How many hairs are on your head? God knows every count. He knows whether it's addition, subtraction. He knows how many got lost in the shower. He knows how many got lost when you took your hat off. The other day, my wife turned her head, and she got her hair caught in the little iron thing that's behind her bed. And so we had to pull up her. It's like God knew every hair lost. There was only a few. Every hair lost. And my point is simple. The plan of God is down to the detail in the schematic of humanity and in the schematic of your life. God's timing is perfect. Not slow. Not, come on, Lord. It's perfect. Let me say this, and I'll turn over to Johnny for a second. Exodus 12, 40 through 41. Now, the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. 430 years prior, and actually prior to that, God had prophesied about this time, and they left to the day. Now, I want you to think about 430 years. That's four separate centuries and an entire nation fulfilling exactly what God designed to the day. Like, what does that say to you?
Wow. Says a lot, brother. You know, what comes to mind is my own testimony in my life, my death experience, breaking my neck, drowning in a swimming pool. When I tell that story, I talk about the main parts of the details, like the broken neck and the drowning. But what I don't talk about is the 20, 30 years afterwards where God continued to grow me as a Christian. And all of that had to do with timing. And so to the listening audience, when you're going through life and you're losing jobs and losing homes and getting new jobs and just going through the day-to-day process of life, sometimes literally going through all hell breaking loose, death in the family, sickness. Think about how God does things, and it doesn't look good at that time. But later on, because of his exact timing, something else comes to pass that's vitally important in your life. So be patient and just know that we don't understand God's ways, but his ways are perfect. And his timing is perfect.
Excellent. It's a great saying. And patience is like the hardest thing. It is. I'm not a doctor. I have no patience. You know, it's like one of those kind of things.
It really is.
It's like you need to have patience when you go through the process. Joshua 5:10-12. When the sons of Israel camped at Gilgal, they observed the Passover on the evening of the 14th day of the month on the desert plains of Jericho. On the day after Passover, this is the scripture, on that very day, They ate some of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day after they had eaten some of the produce of the land, so that the sons of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate some of the yield of the land of Canaan during that year. The scripture says in verse 11, on that very day, God's timing is perfect. Manna was the food for the desert journey. Now they were going to eat food from the promised land.
Wow.
And one stopped. They tasted the food and of the new promised land, and the next day the food from the desert ceased.
Wow.
I mean, just it's like, what? But see, that is the graciousness, the kindness, and the wisdom of God. If the Lord let us do everything in our timing, I'm going to give the earth might have exploded like 1,500 times or something really ridiculous, because in your life, the only reason you're alive, that you're still going, that it's moving forward at all, is because of the grace of God and the perfection of his timing. And you're thinking, oh, I'm too old to think that way. You're never too old to think that way. Wait, I'm too young to think that way. You're never too young to think that way. At what point did God go, oops? I don't think God's ever said, oops.
I don't believe it's a part of his
vernacular. I don't think so. I don't think he ever went, woe is me. You know, it's like, that might have been Isaiah's horse's name, woe is me. But I get it, woe is me. But anyhow, the point is God's timing is perfect. Does that mean it's always delightful? I didn't say that. I said his timing was perfect. It should be delightful, but that's a whole nother sermon. That's a whole nother subject. All right, we got 30 seconds, Johnny. What do you think?
I think God is amazing and he's awesome. And don't do like David and I did and have to learn the hard way. Learn from our example that God's timing is absolutely the best. And be patient and learn to be at rest. Learn to take this time to enjoy what God has given you, the things that he's already revealed to you, and to just wait patiently for the things that are to come.
Excellent. Folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.